Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Oh, man, I'm excited. Week one of college football. We're going to talk with Jake Butt from the Big Ten Network coming up later on the show as well. Get his insight on the Big Ten. We'll preview the Big Ten. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But before that, Chelsea, this is an interesting story that Denton found yesterday. The top-ranked flag football quarterback in the United States, this is according to Legion Hoops and also BallIsLife.com, is former NBA star Rajon Rondo, who apparently loves playing flag football. And I was watching some videos yesterday, and this cat can sling it around. Maybe he's the guy who's our quarterback here in 3 years for the red, white, and blue. I can't believe this. This is a crazy story.
It is crazy, but it makes a lot of sense as well. Because, like, he was an NBA point guard. So, I don't know too much about flag football, but, like, how much are you really throwing the ball, like, 70 yards? Like, I don't think it's that much, right? So, I don't know how much arm strength has to do with this. But at the end of the day, like, we're still not ranking NFL quarterbacks. Like, NFL quarterbacks still haven't had the chance to be ranked. So, if you're asking me if I would rather have Lamar Jackson or Rajon Rondo, like, I'm still picking Lamar Jackson. Like, that feels like common sense, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that when you talk about these pro athletes, like, we see this all the time, right? Like, Steph Curry playing golf. You're like, wow, this guy's a damn good golfer. Or you'll see an offensive lineman, and he's almost 300 pounds, but he can dunk a basketball. Like, you forget how athletic these guys all the way around are. And then some of these guys, you know, played multiple sports. Look at Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray was a top 10 baseball pick. You know, Patrick Mahomes played baseball. That's why he has the ability to throw the football at different angles, and he credits that to playing baseball. So I think that's probably what it is, where you so greatly associate a particular athlete with their chosen sport, but you forget, oh, yeah, this guy can do whatever he wants because he's an exceptional athlete. He's a pro.
I do think there's limitations to it, though, because I think Steph Curry is a really good golfer, but I'm not sure how he would fare, like, on the tour. Like, having to do it week in, week out. Because, like, that's part of golf is, like, you have to do it not just one round. You have to do it four rounds. You have to do it all season long. Same goes with, remember that debate about Tyreek Hill facing Noah Lyles in a race? And everybody's like, Tyreek Hill would toast him. It's like, no, like, the technical aspect of it, like, Noah Lyles does this, and he's one of the best in the world, and he's, you know, won international competitions. So I think it's one of those things where up to a point, like, Tyreek Hill could definitely compete on, you know, an international level, but I don't think he could be the best of the best. Like, same with Rajon Rondo. I think he'd be really good, but I still am not taking him over Lamar Jackson.
No. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's not saying they compete at the highest level. It's just saying that they have more well-rounded athletic talent than you would anticipate, right? Just because they have those natural built-in skills. Like, Tyreek Hill is mega fast. He's not an Olympic speedster. Like, I was, someone was having this debate with me, and I was like, let's look up the times in the 40, in the 60,
it's black
in the
100. And white.
Right. And I'm like, and at every level, Noah Lyles was, and of course, we're talking about small increments because that's how things are measured when you're talking about sprinting and track and field. But at every level, it was Noah Lyles, and it wasn't particularly close. I'm like,
yeah.
He's a gold medalist. He's a professional. He's a professional track athlete. So, yes, you might be able to run fast, but you're not going to be an Olympian, just like Steph Curry is very good at golf, but he's not going to win the U.S. Open. You know what I mean?
Right. Even though, like, maybe if he took, like, 3 years off and really focused on golf, like, maybe he could be. But I think that's where it's tough for athletes of other sports, is that they're not putting the time and practice into it that the guys who are also extremely talented. And we know, like, even to be successful at any sport, no matter how talented you are, you got to practice some. You have to learn, like, the nuances of the job. So I think, you know, it's just not an even playing field from the get-go.
No question. So that's exciting, though. It'll be interesting to watch because we're a long time away. I mean, I'm not really particularly interested in breaking down what's going to happen in 3 years in the Olympics. Although, I think I did tell you a few weeks ago when I was watching ESPN2 and they were like, how is Team USA going to fare in the Olympic Games? I'm like, in 3 years? Okay.
Woo, we need football games soon.
Yes, we need football immediately. I was like, God, please, football, please. But you never know. I mean, when this happens and there's open tryouts or however it goes down, maybe Rajon Rondo ends up being a guy who tries out, ends up being the quarterback. That would be crazy. So let's talk a little football now, because we got to get back to the Micah Parsons situation. The marriage with the Cowboys, not going well. So we saw on Friday, I believe it was, Cowboys and Falcons in their final preseason game. And Micah Parsons was on the trainer's table on the sidelines, taking a little napsky. Just, I mean, it had been a long day for Micah. And so he decided to lay down. The pictures are pretty hilarious. He's kind of flopping around the trainer's table. So it wasn't a good look. And clearly he was trying to make a point, which is, A, maybe I'm a little tired. But B, I'm tired of this contract negotiation with Jerry Jones. So, according to Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News, yesterday, Micah had an hour-long conversation with head coach Brian Schottenheimer about his actions. Don't really know what was said, but hopefully they cleared that up, because Brian Schottenheimer said, after that game against the Falcons, I'll talk with Micah. We'll figure it out. They had that discussion yesterday. I wonder how that went down. And now, it's, you know, Trey Hendrickson signed for the next year. Terry McLaurin got his extension. Micah sitting around trying not to take a nap.
So if you're a head coach, what's your strategy here? Because I think for me, you have to play good cop. And you have to lay it on thick with the compliments. Because sometimes people take different to different types of coaching and different types of parenting. Like, I think in this situation, Micah Parsons is clearly acting out because of his rift with Jerry Jones. Like, that's not hard to see. So I think if I'm Brian Schottenheimer, I'm like, listen, Jerry kind of sucks. We know this, but do this for your teammates. Do this for me. I'm a first-year head coach. Make my job a lot easier. I will do whatever it takes. I will take your side in every single argument. That's the strategy I would be taking.
Yes. You got to sit down. You have to sit down, Micah Parsons, and say, look, can we talk off the record here? Just me and you. Look, Jerry's crazy, okay? We know he's crazy. He's probably down at Rick's Cabaret right now, tying one on, okay? He's going to get in front of the cameras. He's going to say something nuts. I know your agent didn't say that, okay? Jerry's crazy. There's a reason why he hasn't won anything in 3 decades, okay? That was Jimmy Johnson. But I need you to do me a solid. Right? This is my first year as head. I need you to stand up on the sidelines and not take a nap on the trainer's table. I know it's hard. I know it's hard.
Just don't sleep.
Just please don't sleep during the games. Can we do that? Can we compromise there? I got enough on my plate. I mean, trust me, I deal with Jerry all the time. This guy. I get it. You deserve all the money on the planet. I hope you get it. I'm going to go to bat for you, okay? I got you. But I just need you to stand up on the sidelines and not take a nap, because I got a lot of things on my plate right now. Please, Micah, all right? And we'll get you that deal. Shake hands. This never happened, by the way, right? Whatever it takes. But poor Ryan Schottenheimer. I mean, this is a distraction he just doesn't need.
Yeah, if anything, I feel like I pull at the thread of do this for your teammates.
Yeah.
Because I do think at the end of the day, Micah Parsons cares about his team, and he does want to win. Like, we've seen that over the past couple seasons when the Cowboys have struggled. Micah Parsons is not apathetic to it. So, like, nobody can accuse him of not caring. So the fact that he's doing this act of, like, sleeping on the sidelines, it just shows how bad it's gotten. But, Jenks, now we have these rumors floating around about Micah Parsons. Which, let me start by asking you this. You've covered the NFL for quite some time.
I have,
If you see a rumor floating around like this, how much of it do you think the agent has floated out there? Because if I'm the agent, I'm starting the rumor mill. I'm saying, look at all these teams that are lining up for my client. Time is now. You got to sign him, or else somebody else is going to get him.
This happens all the time. All the time. I mean, that's part of the game. And the worst is draft season, right? And because it's not just agents, it's teams leaking through different media contacts, right? And where you hear, oh, this team wants to trade up. We've seen it move markets, just these little bitty bits of information that are put out there. So I think this happens on a regular basis. Let's leak this. Let's try to sway public opinion. Let's maybe put a seed of doubt in the team that we're negotiating with, whatever it is. This is all part of the game. It's a very subtle part of the game, but I think this happens, yes, all of the time. No question about it.
Yeah, so how much of the Micah Parsons to Green Bay rumor do you think is the agent? Do you think Packers fans should be excited for anything?
I don't think Jerry's going to let Micah Parsons go. No way.
Right?
His ego is too big. No. Here's the thing. He doesn't have to. Micah Parsons, unfortunately, can be as angry as he wants. He can sit out all he wants and not get paid. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about a battle of egos, Jerry has the biggest ego. And he has the pocketbook to pay the money. Whether it's a smart decision is maybe a different discussion. But look, he's locked in to Micah Parsons this year. Micah Parsons is locked into this contract. Also, Jerry can franchise Micah Parsons. It wouldn't be a prudent move financially. But then again, Jerry's wasted millions of dollars waiting on the negotiation for contracts with Dak and CeeDee anyway. He could franchise Micah next year and the year after that. And even Jerry himself has said, well, I mean, are you going to sit out for 3 years? Like, he's already implied, maybe I'll just keep you as long as I want. Jerry is not going to trade Micah. If he does, I'll be happy to eat crow here, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, especially since he has the contractual high ground here.
Yes.
Like, Micah Parsons doesn't have a leg to stand on. And we've seen this happen in the NFL. Like, wasn't it T. Higgins that was just franchised year after year?
Yeah.
Like, please give me a new deal. No.
Washington did what Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, that's when he started making bank and continues to make bank. They just franchise him. So it's not something that we haven't seen before. Come on, next on the show, it's Now or Never for Double D's Nittany Lions. We're previewing the Big Ten next on the Daily Tip.